when the Torah in Parsha Shemini discusses Mechalas Asuras, discusses what we may and may not eat, the Torah says the Pasuk of like to Tamu Behem, by eating non-kosher food we become Tamei V'nit Meisimbam. And Chazal, Masech Yumad Aflam Tes, teach us, if we look at the spelling of the word V'nit Meisim, it's written V'nit Meisim, missing the Alam, Aleph, after the Mem. Says the Gemara, Al Tikru V'nit Meisim. The Pasuk is teaching us that not only does a person become Tamei, does a person become defiled by eating food which he may not eat, Ela V'nitamtem. Nitamtem means he becomes cut off, he becomes unable to feel what a Jew is supposed to feel. And the Chafetz Chaim would say, what does this mean? He says, there was once an individual who had the profession of working with perfume. And one time, he had to walk into a factory with a processed leather. And typically, throughout Shas, when the Gemara wants to give an example of a profession which involves working with something that has a foul smell, the Gemara often mentions a burski. A burski is a leather tanner, and the way leather, particularly in the time of Chazal, was processed, it involved a foul smell. And this individual who was so accustomed to working with perfume, which has such a wonderful smell, wonderful odor, was not able to withstand that difficult odor. However, as sometimes happens, his situation changed, and he no longer was able to make a living from being in the perfume business, and he had himself to become a leather processor. That individual, who although when he was involved with perfume, was not able to withstand the smell of leather, now he became accustomed to it because it's something that he did every day. Says the Chafetz Chaim, somebody who eats Mechalas Asuras, aside from the Aveira that's involved in eating non-kosher food, he becomes accustomed. His life, his neshama, his level of ruchnius is weakened. And the sensitivity that a Jew is supposed to have and normally has towards things that are unacceptable is gone when a person becomes involved in Mechalas Asuras. There's a very interesting letter that was written by the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, there was no cemetery in Bnei Brak, but at a certain point, the Chazon Ish asked that a cemetery, a Beis HaKvaris, Beis HaOlam, be established in Bnei Brak. And the reason he said that he wants to have this separate cemetery is because he wants to have a cemetery where the people who will be buried there were individuals who did not eat non-kosher food, should be people who were not Mechal Shabbos, and were people who believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who were Chas V'Shalom, not individuals who are Pikarsim and did not have a Muna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That letter was shown to the Brisker Rav, Zatzal, and the Brisker Rav, at first glance, looked at the letter and said, of course, I can understand why we want to have a separate place for people who are not Mechalei Shabbos. Of course I could understand why we want to have a separate cemetery for individuals who are Chas V'Shalom, not Apikarsim. But why from all of the mitzvahs of the Torah was the Chazon Ish so concerned that there should be a cemetery of individuals who only ate kosher food? So he said that his father, Reb Chaim Brisker, would say often that there's a Rambam. He would quote the Baal Shem Tov, who says that the Baal Shem Tov used to say there's a Chassidish Rambam. What's Pshat a Chassidish Rambam? The Rambam, in one of his tshuvas, in one of his responses to one of his Talmidim, was asked the question why he saw there was an individual who had lost his Amunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asked the Rambam, Why did this happen? So the Rambam responds, there are two types of situations where a person who was a mammon, a person who had the proper emuna, loses the emuna. He says, sometimes people have questions, and they have questions, and we need to give the answers. But sometimes questions are developed, said the Rambam, because a person's neshama is no longer connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way it used to be. And the Rambam writes, how does that happen? And he quotes the Chazal that we began our discussion with. If there's an individual who we find is starting to ask questions, starting to have doubts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is so not the way of Klal Yisrael, it must be because he ate Macholos Asuris. And says the Rambam, even if this person is a religious Jew, and the person, of course, is careful only to eat kosher food, the power that the non-kosher food has on an individual is that that non-kosher food, as we've been learning, enters the system of the individual, and it could cause that the person, even though he has the greatest intentions and he's a wonderful person, but because he ate non-kosher food, it has that effect on his system that he is not going to be able to absorb the Dvar Hashem. He's not going to be able to have the proper Emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And actually, I saw from the Sefer Nezi Yisrael, from the Chartkev Rebbe, that he explains that the Gemara says, Gimel Dvarim Niskash Moshe Rabbeinu. There were three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu that he, Moshe Rabbeinu, had difficulty to understand. One was the Menorah, how to build the Menorah, which we could have well understand. The Menorah, we had to take one piece of gold and not chisel out any of the gold and create a Menorah. Chaydish, how to understand the Moilad, how the new moon is formed, also requires tremendous understanding of astronomy, tremendous knowledge of science that the Medrash says Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty with. But then the Gemara says that he also had difficulty understanding Shrotzim. We know the Torah speaks about Shemayna Shrotzim. Somebody who comes in contact with the Shemayna Shrotzim, eight Shrotzim that are identified in the Torah, that he becomes Tameh. So the question, of course, is, why did Moshe Rabbeinu find it so difficult to understand Shrotzim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that these Shemayna Shrotzim, these creatures, have the ability to give Tumah. He obviously knew which Shrotzim are being discussed, and he should know, why does Tameh? Why was so difficult for Moshe Rabbeinu to understand? So he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand how when a person does a mitzvah, when a person does what he's supposed to do, that makes him kadosh, that makes him into a holier individual, that makes him into an individual who is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he had a difficulty understanding shrotzim. Why, when you touch something that's not kosher, that's tameh, does that affect you? Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to explain to Moshe Rabbeinu that it's not just enough for a Jew to make himself holy, to be mekadosh himself by eating what he's supposed to eat and by coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to separate himself from tumah. A person has to separate himself from non-kosher food, because by coming in contact, and particularly when eating and bringing it into your system, non-kosher food, Moshe Rabbeinu needed to learn and understand what that does to our system. How more so when somebody is careful to only eat kosher food and to connect himself with the diet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to connect ourselves with, that is a way that we become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we become connected to Kedusha V'Tahara.